that's it from me.
Thanks, Dav. Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 23rd of April. There are warnings of gales in South Atsira, Fisher and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight, high Cromarty, 1,035, expected Faroes, 1,031, by midnight tonight. Low Biscay, 1,015, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southern North Atsira. Fair, good. South Atsira, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in east. Fair, good. East 40s, northwesterly 4 or 5. Fair, good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, West Dogger. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fog patches later. Good, occasionally very poor later. East Dogger, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in Fisher. Fair, good. Humber, Thames. North or northeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Thames and 2 in Humber. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, except in northeast Dover. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay, easterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming cyclonic later in south. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. East Fitzroy, cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north. Thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. West Fitzroy, southerly or southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in West Sole and Lundy. Showers in Sole, moderate or good. Irish Sea, east or southeast, 4 to 6, backing east or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall. East or southeast, 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, South Bailey. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Malin. Mainly fair, good. North Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in north. Fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, 16 miles, 1030, rising more slowly. Stornoway, east-southeast 2, 22 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest 1, more than 38 miles, 1,034, falling slowly. Lucas, calm. 32 miles, 1,034, now rising. Bridlington, northeast by east, 3, 1,032, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast, 4, 2 miles, 1,028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast, 5, 5 miles, 1,026. Jersey, east by north, 4, 13 miles, 1,022, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 5, 1,024. Scilly Automatic, east by south, 6, mist, 4 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Valentia, east by south, 3, 15 miles, 1,020, now falling. Ronald's Way, east-northeast, 5, 9 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Malinhead, southeast by east, 6, 16 miles, 1,028 steady. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 23rd of April. The general situation, pressure will remain high across the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, especially across northern and eastern areas. Conditions will be settled, although a fresh or strong easterly wind will continue to affect southern parts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, east or southeast, backing northeast in Murray Firth, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east 2 or 3, veering southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Dribbled Point, northeasterly 2 or 3, occasionally 4 at first in south, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly 3 to 5 for a time at first in west. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, veering southeast for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in the Solent. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 from Prawl Point westwards, decreasing 4 at times further east. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Mainly east or southeast, but northeast in Severn Estuary, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then occasionally 5 again later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, but mainly northeast in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then backing east or northeast, 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or southeast, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or southeast, 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, but mainly southeasterly in North Channel, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in north and east. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, but mainly east or southeast at first, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Finally, Shetland Isles, west or northwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Farming Today visits the Lizard Peninsula in Cornwall today to meet a seventh generation farmer who set himself a long-term aim to remove single-use plastics on the farm and end his family's reliance on fossil fuels. You can hear more about that in a couple of minutes. First, it's time for prayer for the day with Elizabeth Rawlinson-Mills.
Good morning. It's the day we traditionally designate as Shakespeare's birthday. I was teaching Hamlet recently and reflected again on the line, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." You can see why the idea appeals momentarily to Hamlet, feeling powerless and surrounded by people whom he knows to be acting wrongly. But it's not a position that the prince or the play can really sustain. There is good and bad in Elsinore, and Hamlet will need to confront it. People occasionally ask whether the Quaker way is a pick-and-mix religion. Certainly we share a practice rather than an orthodoxy. At my local meeting, we had an extraordinary sharing lunch recently where we heard an amazing diversity of spiritual experiences and language. Friends who grew up in the Anglican Church, those who draw on wisdom traditions from across faiths, friends who describe themselves as atheist, and friends who use the language of their Muslim faith, each described what they find of God in the precious community which meets to worship in silence on a Sunday morning. Why it matters to them that we journey together. This diversity doesn't mean that anything goes. Our testimonies of truth, equality, simplicity, and peace guide our discernment, and we test our spiritual leadings among the community of friends. Hamlet's more persuasive observation is that there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are